Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning how prices measured up in 2019 and maybe a little bit about where we might be headed as we go into 2020. So we look back at 2019, actually milk prices on farms were up compared to 2018 numbers, about 12%. We averaged about $16.70 per hundredweight if you look at the statistical uniform price. Some other highlights that we might pull out of the data as we look over the last year, and one that I think is just really profound, actually, is where we're at on somatic cell count. Our farmers across the central border continue to do an excellent job of managing mastitis on their farms and lowering somatic cell count in the milk that we're shipping on the order. In fact, as we ended 2019, our average somatic cell count on milk pooled on the order was just under 200,000. As far as the amount of milk that we pool in central order compared to other milk marketing groups around the United States, the amount of milk pooled on the central order ranks fifth amongst other marketing orders. We are behind what is pooled in, say, the upper Midwest, which pools the most milk of orders pooling milk. Also, just behind California in the amount that they are now pooling on the federal orders. As we move forward in 2020, don't expect too great of changes in terms of production or prices. I think they're going to be fairly stable, maybe fairly similar to what we saw in 2019. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.